Well, they're more than just a hot baseball team. John, you said, are we finally willing to admit that it's a good baseball team?
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't hot. They won 31 of the last 40-some baseball games to get in the playoffs. You got to be good to do that. To beat the Houston Astros in the playoffs, you got to be a good baseball team. They're doing the things a good baseball team does. You run the bases. You play your matchups. Everybody is being used on this roster, stepping up. It's the true definition of a team. Are you willing to admit that we have a good team? Not a team that's lucky or flash in the pan or voodoo. Do we have a good team? 248-539-9797.
When you look at all of the things that we had hoped for during the season, and it was Kerry Carpenter missed a large chunk. Cole Keith was young at the beginning of the season. He's not a young player anymore. He's got a lot of experience. Spencer Torkelson sent down. Parker Meadows sent down. They've been better since they came back. But if all of these things had hit earlier, I don't think we're not talking about a historic run in August and September. We're just talking about a good team that maybe they were above the cut line the entire time.
When, 88, 90 ball games.
Yeah.
If they had Carpenter and Torque wasn't sent down and Meadows didn't get sent down. And
you don't sell at the deadline. But if you don't sell at the deadline, you don't have Sweeney.
Yeah, but no matter what, to get to this point,
yeah,
they had everything come together and they are a good team right now. And I think we should be able to admit that. The other question we threw out there, we had Gibby on today. If you missed it, Odyssey Rewind gave him a chance to respond from his phone call back in June when things weren't good, when they weren't a good team, and he saw a brighter future. But you brought up that Gibby was a guy, Kirk Gibson, was a poster.
My hero.
And we asked people, do they have posters anymore up on their kids' walls? Texter says, fatheads have taken over. They're all over the kids' walls. This one says, 4-year-old has Lions betting and a poster set of Goff, St. Brown, and Hutch along with the Lions schedule.
Nice. It's good to hear that's still alive and well.
My son has a poster of Margot Robbie in his room.
Oh, my gosh.
How old's
your son?
Yeah, exactly. Got to be at least 16, right?
Like, well... 13.
Yeah, 13, yeah.
Look at John's face when I said that with a grin. hey, real quick, posters, by the way, like going to the store and...
Yeah.
Where do you even get them anymore?
Okay, so seriously, back in the day, though, they would have those things in the black frame, and you would...
Yes.
Yeah, you flip through them. And they'd be bound up, underneath it. You'll be A17, right?
Yes.
As you'd get
your
Kirk Gibson poster.
Mm-hmm. The poster, that thing, though, is probably one of the dirtiest things there was out there that we never even thought of.
Oh, yeah, because every grimy kid is putting their hands all over it. Yeah.
I remember seeing the fingerprints and, food stains on them.
Yeah, boogers.
I forgot about those. Ew.
Gross.
I'll take that one. Yes.
Let's get to Paul and Wyandotte. Paul, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I truly think this is the type of team, if they play right, I truly, truly believe that we can get to the World Series as long as we keep playing right.
Yeah, I mean, I think they set up well in the ALDS against the Guardians.
Yeah.
Throwing Scooble likely game 2 and then 2 and 5 if necessary. You only got to steal one non-Scooble start, and then you roll into the ALCS, and you don't know who you're playing, but the Tigers are a team nobody wants to play right now because they keep you on your toes as an opposing manager. You may have your static lineup you've been playing all year, and AJ's going to chip away at it. He's going to find your weakness. He's going to throw this minimum salary reliever out and then this minimum salary batter out, and they're just going to chip away at your weaknesses and whittle you down, and they just continue to fight. They have the most, they showed this stat today on TV, the most comebacks trailing in the eighth inning or later in baseball. Like, they're a team nobody wants to play,
Paul.
I think
they've had about 12 to 15 just in the past month and a half.
Right.
Which is insane. It was just, I think our and this is my last thing, our main thing, though, is either Mize or Reese is going to have to step up and become that solid number 2, possibly 3.
I think as soon as this series, and definitely if you make the ALCS, you're going to need another horse in there.
Yeah.
And I think Olsen is probably the guy you most trust, not Mize. But it also puts a spotlight on Jobe at some point as a bulk reliever. And it's why I know he's going to get heat, AJ, for putting him in. You need him.
You got to build a wealth of experience. And there's not an opportunity for the wealth of experience, but the quality of experience is definitely there now.
Do you feel like they're kind of growing up fast? Because AJ says, now you have playoff experience. You passed the test. Like, they do have to speed up quickly as a team that doesn't have a lot of playoff experience.
Yeah, and now you've got 2 playoff wins on the road.
Yep.
And you've won a series on the road.
and I just keep saying it, home baseball, Comerica Park, playoff baseball.
Wednesday, baby.
Wednesday. Let's get to Caleb in Pinckney. You're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I want to say you're right. Nobody wants to play the Tigers. I know the Guardians are out there in Cleveland sitting in the locker room saying, all right, fellas, let's pack up the stuff in the lockers. We're going to lose because these Tigers are steamrolling. That's the first thing I want to say. Second thing I want to say is that kids still do buy posters. A lot of the time, the college kids will buy flags. Flags are a big thing now. Okay. I know we got the Lions flag hanging up, but we also got Big Jared Goff and Michael Jordan hanging up as well.
Wait, Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan. I also got a Muhammad Ali.
The GOATs.
Heck yeah, man. But I love the way these Tigers are playing, and it's a perfect weekend to go and watch them since the Lions held by. I'm a bigger Lions fan than a Tigers fan, but, you know, it would be awesome to see these Tigers to go.
Well, that's why when we were bringing up, yeah, Caleb, absolutely. It's why, like, when we brought up the timing of all of this, the Tigers getting hot and the stars aligning, it also lines up where the Detroit Lions don't play this weekend.
Yeah.
And they're on a bye week, so the Tigers have been able to take center stage without really any other distractions. This weekend, I wonder if people will go to Cleveland.
Road trip.
Saturday.
Why not?
Sure. Probably cheaper than going to the Tiger game.
It probably is. I mean, well, then you obviously it's gas. It's a hotel. But the thing about Cleveland, it's a day trip.
I said at 1 o'clock on Saturday, you could do.
Oh, you go in the morning, watch the game, come back at night.
Save on a hotel if money's tight.
Hey, we've talked about Lions fans traveling. It's time for the Tigers fans. Get in the car. Let's go.
Kevin, Southfield, you're on 97.1. Good morning, Kev.
Hey, I just want to say, man, this team right here, it reminds me of your Pistons. Like, they no superstars or anything, just hard work, gritty, and everything. They actually, like, they remind me of last year's Lions. Nobody expected to be here. I'm happy. I went to all six games last week. I'm getting tickets for these games. I'm enjoying this with my kids, my sons, because they love baseball. Family thing. This is great, man. I love this. It's great for the city. And this is a good team that's just working hard and putting that work in.
Yep. Going to work Pistons.
All right, Kevin. One more time. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us. Drew in Roseville, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. I am so excited. I just think, don't want to go too deep on you guys right now, but I think the stars are lining up perfectly. You had the 40-year anniversary of 84. You had Chet Lemon, who couldn't get to any of the reunions before because he was so, you know, a lot of ailments he was dealing with, but he got there this year. I just think that team coming into this building, and I think the correlation of them starting this little run that they went on was when they came in there and celebrated, they saw them, they put a little bit of magic in this team. And I know you guys want to say we're a good team. We are a good team. But I think that the label for this team is special. When you can win games late in games like they have been doing, I mean, yesterday the bottom could have fell out in the seventh inning. But they didn't. They only gave up two runs. I don't know how that happened, but it happened. And then in the next half inning, we took the lead back and then some. I just think everything's lining up perfectly right now. I'm so excited. I just don't want it to end. And, you know, and I realize, and another thing that lines up is the Lions are off for 2 weeks. They could be in the ALCS before the Lions play another game.
Yeah,
I mean, that's so awesome. They got the front page. They got all the eyes are on them. I just don't want this run to end. And if it does come to an end, I think this team deserves to be allotted no matter what happens at this point. This is more than house money, Jimmy. This is bonus baseball that we never thought we were going to have. And let's just keep it going. Keep like Torx says, just keep the line going. Let's go.
I love the emotion in your voice, Drew. Yes. I'm right there with you. Bonus baseball, the way he said that. No, this is phenomenal, and they do get center stage. In fact, it would line up where, should they make the ALCS, it would be starting right after the Lions play in Dallas.
Coming back.
Like, everything would be kind of hitting its peak, its stride at the right time. Texter says, don't let the Tigers get hot. Yep. Somebody let the Tigers get hot. More of your responses, 248-539-9797. Texter points out that Hader, the reliever in the eighth inning, actually makes more money this season than the entire Tigers playoff roster.
It was a great graphic.
That's unbelievable. The Tigers playoff roster is $18 million. So I think that's where they're going to work, like under the radar, unheralded. Yeah. Yes, they have Tarek Skubal. They have a star. They have Riley Green, who's an all-star.
But he's not paid like a star.
Exactly. These guys are...
He will be.
Trust. I'm sure he knows that.
Yes.
He knows that's coming.